18. Juli 2004 in der Kalkbreite bei der Volksküche. Wir hören Lotte Kündig.
Con mi guitarra en la mano yo nunca paro de cantar. A mí me llaman el descalzo porque en invierno y uso chanclas. Y yo lo hago para sentir en los pies fresquito de la mañana. Saca la luna y el sol.
Das waren Los Lucas live aus der Kalkbreite am 22. März 2005. Crusties from Hell aus Holland am 27. November 2004 in der Kalki.
Yo, with me Zurich, I never been here before. This is tight. I love y'all, for real. Chuck D told me about y'all. It's the land of the free. The home of the brave. But it's the land of the free. How come I feel like a slave? The land of the free. The home of the brave, if it's the land of the free, how come I feel like a slave? Babylon, unholy ground. Haters by the numbers, you can't hold me down, roll me down from the hill that I'm the king of. Take more than a nation of millions to heal the world that you sing of. So save your breath while you're at it, save your time. We want a sturdy
mind frame, jungle gyms the kids can climb with. Falling off and breaking all their bones. Quote individualism, fuck the making of all their clones and drones that postpone the advancement of critical dreams. Targeting the endangered with the aid of triple beam, flame infrared. Hold sacred seance with the demons of the dead, born bred the utopian madness of King George. W, wonder who's stubborn you. Next Nobel Prize. Shape shifting devils who worship the sunrise. Some guys they must be. Paint with red, white, and blue and make it look so ugly. And for the record, I'm glad JFK and Marilyn Monroe. For the record, I'm glad Bill Clinton got his dick sucked. And for the record, I'm glad Reagan got popped in his chest. Cause it's the land of the free, where destiny's manifest. The land of the free, the home of the brave. If it's the land of the free, how come I feel like a slave? The land of the free, what? The home of the brave. If it's the land of the free, how come I feel like a slave? Triple optic, build our vision, crap, drop kicks. Shish kebab that we itch like raw fish with a chopstick. Diabolically concocted to transmit nothing but the truth, original mob, fam shit. 190 proof, be careful when you're sipping. I run with mighty troops to get malicious when I rip it. I'm gonna quit with necessary tools in hand. Answer terminology, final jeopardy. Who's the man? Breaking the rules, the man. Goddamn, he's still at large. Like a drunken Bobby De Niro raging. We're ready to charge the Red Sea. Calm and deadly. Kick shit like a medley marathon of Jet Li. Fuck the police. No one can serve and protect me. Terminator in a three-piece suit. You better elect me. Never stop and listen to a cop or politician. Fuck the opposition when he's stopping, dripping, mopping the kitchen trap. Flapping jaws, dropping and pitching, dying and pitching, paying homage to a false religion. You gotta listen to the words in terms of shamanism. Be on a mission while you wanna fall a victim. We can deal with all the system with a rocket shot, calling rhythm. I sang happy birthday, Mr. President, right when the hollow hit him. Cause this is the land of the free, the home of the brave. If it's the land of the free, how come I feel like a slave? The land of the free, what? The home of the brave. If it's the land of the free, how come I feel like a slave?
Zurich, Switzerland. I'm in Switzerland, right?
Molen Term und The Fatals live aus der Kalkbreite im Jahre 2004. Das war mit der Frequenz. Danke fürs Zuhören. Ciao zusammen.
Difficulture.ch Propaganda Porridge instead of Brains.
Valeria Bujinska aus Odessa habe ich in Meganville kennengelernt. Seit Sommer 2022 ist sie hier stationiert.
I have heard that in Germany you say like not to take off something out of someone's nose. You say something like this in German. Ukrainians don't ask about others' problems. If this person doesn't start talking about these problems by himself or herself. Or we always talk about everything in very, very ironic tone.
Propaganda porridge instead of brains.
Das ist die Metapher, mit der Valeria Buczynska den erbärmlichen Stand der Bildung und der politischen Aktivität vieler Menschen der ehemaligen Sowjetunion bezeichnet. Am 16. Januar erzählte sie mir einiges über die Ukraine, die Kiewer Rus und ihr Verhältnis zu Big Brother Russland, der sich gerne in der Rolle des Stärkeren, aber doch Benachteiligten sieht. Valeria tanzt in ihren Berichten durch verschiedene Themenbereiche und hilft mir und uns, mehr über Osteuropa zu lernen, die Komplexität der Problematik zu erfassen, die lange nicht mit der Differenzierung von Gut und Böse zu erledigen und auf jeden Fall auch nicht so weit weg ist, dass es uns nicht betreffe. Zu ergründen, wenn Friedenspolitik das Ziel wäre, wie die Spannungen stehen und wie sie eventuell abgebaut werden. Mit jeder Berichterstattung kommen sich die getrennten, zerstrittenen oder sich bekriegenden Seiten irgendwie näher. Das wäre das Verdienst der Kommunikation. Demgegenüber steht das Prinzip der Macht, der auch der Krieg gehorcht. Teile und herrsche. Wenn du es schaffst, zwei Freunde in einen Konflikt zu schubsen, bist du vielleicht der oder die lachende Dritte. Valeria erwähnt Literatur- und Filmbeispiele, die ich so gut ich kann auf der Website www.difficultur.ch wiedergebe. www.difficultur.ch hier zwischendurch auch noch einige schöne Oldies gesungen, die früher auch schon mal durch den guten alten Johnny Cash gesungen wurden. So zum Beispiel: Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You've got someone to blame. You say one love, one light, when it's one need in the night. It's one love, you've got to share it. It leaves you, babe, if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you? Or leave a bad taste in your mouth? You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one.
And Ukrainian literature start point became to be from Aeneida. It was Latin poem. It was written by Vergili. At the end of 18th century, it was not translated, but it became to be a parody in Ukrainian language. And it was just a joke about Russian culture. Because it was telling about Russian kings, and it was just very, very big joke about suffering. So this author, Ivan Kotlyarevsky, so he wrote a big poem with just jokes. So Ukrainian literature language, not just language which people talk, started with jokes. And nowadays, even when we observe how the war is going and how people perceive this war, they just focus on memes, on jokes, like even if it's about Russians, they're just kidding up Russians, mocking at them, like about their army, that they're just like, yeah, that like, for example, there is a word mobilization, but in Russian language, like mobile, but in Russian language there is a word могила, and могила means grave. So in Ukrainian say not mobilization, but mogilization, because gravelization, yes, exactly. So we're just always create different jokes. This is very ironical, sarcastical part of culture.
Yeah, okay, leading to misunderstandings. Ironiker, ironics.
Irony. Everybody hates.
They're not so appreciated. I think they're more. Yeah, it's going into some. Yeah, you use the language in its negative form with irony, and that is hard to understand. You have
because many people can consider you to be very hard person. Very heavy heart person, because when I arrived here, I also was talking in this tone, and my first host family and one of my friend from Zurich, he told me that I'm very cold heart person just because of this style of talking about things. But there is no sense to be, at least for Ukrainians, I guess we perceive it like this, no sense to be very sad about the many tragedies which you cannot change. So you just talk about them in such a way that at least it doesn't hurt too much your psychology, your mentality. So you're just like trying to
I'm gonna write your same letter. I'm gonna mail it straight to you. I'm gonna bring back to your mind what you said about always being true, about our secret hiding places, being daily satisfied. Think a long time on the answer that you choose, it'll be the most important piece of personal private news. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter. I'll get it personal private news. And don't go round crying the blues, giving off a bad impression as to what went really wrong, when what it was that suddenly the music was all gone, and this man and woman got caught up in the middle of our song. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter. I'm gonna put it to hate you. Send with it a sweet melody for you, and not some red hot upbeat singer that'll set your body on fire, but a hunk of love included, meant to take you a little higher and to settle on your sweet, sweet mind at night when you return. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter.
They're very copy people, copy cats. They copy, they just copy things, yeah. In my opinion. So many things which, like for example, there is Ukrainian traditional dishes, and like let's say the most popular, it's borscht, it's such a red soup, but in Ukraine it's a little bit kind of forbidden to call it soup, because in Russia they don't call it borscht, they call it Russian red soup.
Yeah.
And once there was a reporter, if I'm not mistaken, it was a guy from Michelin, and he went to a Russian restaurant, and he ordered this red Russian soup.
Yeah.
And then it was a scandal. It was a scandal around Europe and in Ukraine, so he apologized many times, said like, okay, borscht is very Ukrainian dish. So Russians just take different dishes and culture elements from other countries and call it with just Russian name. Even if we say like Russia in the German language, it's in the German language it's Russland,
mm-hmm.
and in Greek language it's also Russland, Ruslandia, something like this, and it became to be this name of the country only after Peter the First. He decided to change the name from Moscow to Rusland, because Rusland, this is the old name of Ukraine.
Benny boy, the pine,
so
the
Kyiv, Kyiv so was cold. Rusland, Kyiv, Rus, Kyiv, yeah. Rusland. From and Russians always want to say they really are eager to be a part of Slavic culture, because Slavics, it's still European folk, the same as Normans, British and so on, and basically Russia is Asian part, and somehow there is no shame to be Asian, of course, but they feel this shame, and the reason why they feel this why they feel shame because to be Asians, just because they make jokes against Asians by themselves. So the Russian language is very offensive language. They have bad words about each folk, which is basically is Russian folk. So they just say like something about offensive about parts of bodies or food which different folk eats. And but this folk is also Russian in Russian territory. They just really hate each other. I think it's one of the most racist